Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing our amazing series of Shi'urim in the Siddur Olas Sri'iyah of Maran HaRav Zatzal. And this Shi'ur should be a special S'chus for Avi Maran Imi Marasi and the S'chus Yoshiyahu Binyamin Shiloh Ben Risa Rus Rachav Atzlacha B'chol Ma'aseh Yadav Yisrael Daniel ben Shane Adina, Baruch Hatzlacha B'chol Ma'aseh Yadav. Yitzchak Michiel ben Esther, Refuah Shleima. Brius HaShleima, Mordechai ben Sarah, Brius HaShleima. And for Tzuriel ben Shoshana, Mordechai ben Bruria, Baruch Hatzlacha B'chol Ma'aseh Yadav. Zichru Niflo Sav Asher Asa, Mofsav. This is one of those psukim that we just fly through, but there's so much meaning here, so let's do it slowly. Zichru nefla'osav, remember your wonders, remember his wonders. Asher asa, that he did. Mofsav, the miracles. Umishpitei fihu, and the judgments of his mouth. What's the difference between a neflaos and mofsim? And how does Mishpatei Fiyu fit in here? Explains Maran HaRav. Zecher Hashem ba behadraga. The memory of God comes in stages. Liyot holech umitale belev kol dorshav beemet. To go and be elevated in the hearts of all those who seek Him out in truth. You remember Hashem behadraga in stages. B'tchilat ha-tzad shel ha-mahalach asher li-higayon ha-kodesh ba-ashkafa al-kol ha-yikum. The beginning of stepping in this path, in the holy thoughts, comes the perspective on the whole universe, shekulohu, that it is completely ach ma'aseh Hashem, only an act of God. V'kulo humalei nifla'ot. There's so many wonders, billions, as science discovers more and more. We see how wondrous our planet really is. Zichru nifla'osav. Remember his wonders. There are so many wonders. It's all Ma'aseh Hashem. There is not just complexity in the universe. There is integrated complexity. It is how everything works together with such harmony. All of the laws, the fact that there are laws of biology and of chemistry and of physics. How do I know that? Because in 9th grade we had to take biology, in 10th grade there was chemistry, and 11th grade, for those who made it, there was physics. So all of these laws are a testament to Hashem's wonders that He made. Order doesn't create itself. You see that when your room gets messy, it doesn't miraculously get itself into order. Kayadua. Some people think it does because they leave home, and when they come home, everything is nice and neat. But that's only because we're Jews, and we all have housekeepers. Not all of us, but many of us. And if not, then usually someone's mother does it for him. But it's much better to clean your own room. But that is a different topic, cleaning your own room. Right now we're just talking about the order of the universe. Ve'aroshem hazeh shekol ha-metziut hi b'chlala mipel'ot ma'aseh tamim de'im. And this impression that the entire reality is, in general, from the wonders of the actions of the one with complete knowledge, God, Sarichu shelo yishakach min halev meirov harigilut, must not be forgotten from the heart, because we get so used to it. You just get so used to the notion that God created everything and that everything is part of His wonders that it doesn't really make an impression on us anymore. Yeah, it's old news. We like news. People are always interested in news. It has to be new. I already heard that yesterday. Did you read last week's paper? Does anyone read last week's paper? Al ken, tzrichim anu lehishtamesh bekisharon shel hazikaron. Therefore, we have to use this talent, this ability, this capacity of memory. Zichru nifleotav nachon, that the world is filled with niflaos Hashem, but we have to remember these miracles. And that is what's mechaye et reshmei hakodesh behamshachatam beota hamadrega shel chiyuniyutam shebeit hakofer hakosher shel hofaatam mechadash. That is what remembering these wonders gives life to the holy impressions, like they were at the time of their vitality, at the time of their appearance anew. In other words, when we remember things, we remember them like they were at the time that they first appeared, which is a much stronger memory. It's not old news. So zichru niflaosa v'asher asa, we remember the niflaos that he did. We're remembering them now, and we're bringing them back to life as it was when he actually did them, so that it's not old news. V'haniflaot halalu hamimalot et kol hayesh ish lo ne'edar halohen kshurot b'giluyim chodrim hamoftim habihika hamifalit hayotzet mehaseder haragil hamar'e et hamagama shel hahavaya beomek musariyuta. These wonders that fill the entire universe, the entire existence, with no exception, are connected to penetrating revelations, mofsim, wonders, habihika hamifalit, this shining activity that is yotzeit miseder haragil, that is extraordinary, that is out of the normal order, that shows the purpose of the universe, of existence, in the depth of its morality. So that's moftav. The mofsim are the miracles of God. Those are those events that happen on rare occasions that are a revelation of God. And the Rav says, interestingly enough, that show us the universe in the depths of its morality. Ba'omek musariyuta. It's interesting that you wouldn't normally associate miracles with musariyut, with moral ideals or ethical, whatever the difference between moral and ethical. People usually say it's moral and ethical, and what's the difference? Okay, in any event, people put the two together, lama lo. So that's what the miracles show us. The miracles show us somehow the depth of God's morality in the universe. Shehi mivia kvar lehakara beachrayuto shel haadam al mehalchei chayav, which already brings to the responsibility of man on the events of his life. So now we're going further. We have Mofsav, which are God's miracles, which show us his Musariyut. And this Musariyut is the morality of the universe, creates a responsibility upon man to live a moral life, that our life, Shema'asim ha'enoshiim, tzrichim liot nish'avim mehamakor ha'elohi, that human actions have to be drawn from their godly source, kidei she'yat'imu el ha'tochen ha'pnimi shel ha'havaya, in order that they should fit the deeper content of existence. Hamitgale b'moftim hamitgalim lakol, that are revealed in miracles that are revealed to all. B'moraot gedolim, with great events. Uvahamshecha dorit hamofia achareihem, and with a continuum in the generations that appear afterwards. So that's the Hemshech. Moftav, God's Mofsim, his miracles, would show us the morality of the universe somehow, and I don't know how. I cannot explain that. I wish the Rav were here, and I would ask him. But that, if you accept that as a premise, then Mishpatei Fihu, then that also reminds man of the judgments of God's mouth, that he has to live his life in consonance, b'hat'ama, in harmony, in concert with the deeper content, the deeper meaning of existence, which is revealed when there are miracles. Maybe the musariut of the miracles is that God punishes the Egyptians, for example. So that is a show of fairness. In other words, they did evil, and now they're being punished. So there's you have to be a moral person. If a person acts immorally, he gets punished. Or when you have miracles, that's an example of a miracle that happens to our enemies. But when a miracle happens to save the Jewish people, that's also musari, because we're living our lives in the right way, and therefore we merit these miracles, which shows that the world has this moral foundation. And therefore, once you see that, you see these miracles bringing, showing, revealing morality, then Mishpatei Fihu, then that brings you also to following God's judgment, because the deeper content of the world is justice, is doing what's right. So that's the Mofsav and Mishpatei Fihu, that's the connection between the two. Very, very beautiful. We will continue with the next pasuk. Zera Yisrael Avdo, Bnei Yaakov Bichirav, the seed of Israel, his servant, the sons of Jacob, his chosen ones. Ha'avdut ha'elyona, Hamit'ala mikol toar shel yachas chaviv. So the Rav is omed on the fact that we're called in the first part of the pasuk Avdo. Why Avdo? Avdo is a Yerida. Especially, you would think that Zera Yisrael, when we're talking about Yisrael, Yisrael is the higher name. So the higher name should be Banim, not Avadim. Bnei Yaakov gets the Banim. Right? Yaakov gets the Bnei. But Yaakov is the lower name always. That's the Akev. That's the heel. Yisrael is the higher name, Lirosh. So Osius Yisrael. And here, that's Avdo. Why Avdo? Yisrael Avdo. So he says that we're talking here about the Avdut Eliona, Hamit'ala mikol toar shel yachas chaviv, that's higher than any description of a loving relationship, higher than anything we can imagine. Ho'le'al toar shel banim, that's even higher than the toar, than the adjective of banim. Kimidato shel Eved Hashem, like the mida of the Eved Hashem, shenikra bo Moshe Rabbeinu alav shalom. We have a raya. Moshe Rabbeinu is called Eved Hashem. Is that the best you can do for Moshe? Call him Ben Lashem. No, because we're talking about this avdus elyona, this elevated avdus, the highest you can get. Hiba mitoch omek ha'akara, comes from the depth of recognition. Shinenu tzrichim lemalei tamid et dvar Hashem b'shichlul olamo. Comes from the depth of recognition that we always have to fulfill the word of God in perfecting His world. That's what Avdus is. Avdus is that God created the world. and we have to assist him kiviyachol in perfecting the world. The hayidiyah zot ba b'beit Yisrael mitoch ha-ma'amad ha-atzili shu Yerushalayim me'az me'Yisrael saba asher alav hutal ha-goral shel ha'amadat yisod ha-umah b'shneim asar shiftei ka lehodot l'shem Hashem. So this yediyah, this knowledge, comes in the house of Israel from the most noble position, which is an inheritance for us from Yaakov Avinu, Yisrael Saba, Yisrael our Zaydi, our grandfather, upon whom the lot was placed of establishing a foundation for the nation with 12 tribes to thank God. That's their purpose, Lodos Hashem Hashem. And this was placed, this job of being an Eved, was placed on Yisrael Saba, which is the higher name, to be this elevated Eved, like we find by Moshe Rabbeinu, that he was called Eved Hashem. And from this, Umitocho Fel Yonah Zot, from this elevated revelation, Hakmusa, which is more hidden, Ba Achar Kach HaBchira HaGluya, comes afterwards the revealed choice, Shehi mitbareret al yidei hamidot hakdoshot vehamufcharot. That is clarified by the holy and chosen midos. Shebahem nitatru b'nei Yaakov bichlalam. With which were crowned the sons of Yaakov in general. So we have the Bechira Kmusa of Zer Yisrael Avdo, the more elevated chosen choice of Am Yisrael, of Yaakov and his children. And it says here, Zer Yisrael Avdo, the seed of Jacob. So it's obviously not only Jacob, it's his seed. And that's the Shneimasar Shiftei Ka, whose job is to thank Hashem. And then comes Bnei Yaakov Bechira of the sons of Yaakov, his chosen. That's the Bechira Gluya. That's the revealed choice, which is revealed, clarified through the holy and midos with which the sons of Yaakov in general were crowned. Ad she'akol mekirim, until everybody recognizes, this is the Bechira Gluya, she'abchira Elohit ruya lehem, that God's choice of them is fitting. Ve'hem b'nei Yaakov b'chirav, and they are the sons of Yaakov, his chosen one. Beautiful. Okay, so we have obviously so much more to say on the sitter, and God should just give us life and the financial capacity to be able to say it in Mirtz Hashem. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.